This week in the Civil War, after encircling Confederate forces at Port Hudson, General Nathaniel Banks' Union troops, totaling approximately 13,000 in number on Tuesday, May 26, 1863, made a major assault on Port Hudson's 4,500 Confederates under the command of General Franklin Gardner. In a disorganized attack, which included some Negro troops, Union forces failed to breach the Confederate line, drawing close to the Confederate parapets before being repulsed but suffering some 1,995 killed, wounded, or missing. The Confederates suffered approximately 235 casualties. Once again, a superior attacking force was routed by a smaller number of defenders, effectively utilizing the topography of a rolling ravine cut heavily timbered area. Union losses in this failed attack convinced Nathaniel Banks of the appropriateness of laying siege to Port Hudson in an attempt to starve out its Confederate defenders. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.